10 years ago this Sunday, a devastating magnitude 7 earthquake leveled much of the Caribbean nation of Haiti, killing thousands and displacing many more. As the Haitian-American community in Greater Boston pauses to reflect on that anniversary, many are also living with the effects of violent political unrest unfolding now in their home country. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has the story.
When Haitian Americans in Boston talk about the turmoil engulfing the island nation, some note the absence of hospitals. Some say taking a cab has become too dangerous. And others, who can't travel there at all, speak of missing family funerals. In recent months, anti-government protests in Haiti, calling for the resignation of the country's president, have in some cases turned violent. Haitians face fuel and electric shortages and increasing costs for basic goods. Juju Mertil lives in Boston, but is originally from Haiti. At a recent gathering of Haitian Americans in Mattapan, she choked back tears and explained how she can feel the turmoil in her home nation.
I'm in pain inside of me. Even my bones hurts me because of what's happening in my country. We are human beings like everybody else. We have to live a life like everybody else.
Boston is home to the third largest Haitian diaspora in the U.S., following Miami and New York, and the local community's ties to the Caribbean nation run deep. Many are financially supporting family in Haiti. In fact, remittances to Haiti make up nearly a third of the country's GDP. But some of those ties are being frayed. At the meeting in Mattapan, several attendees said they've canceled recent trips to visit family in Haiti because they felt the risk of violence was too great. However, avoiding travel to Haiti does not mean Haitian Americans can avoid the unrest. And many living in Boston feel the impacts of what they see playing out on television and what they hear in conversations with loved ones.
What I see in my school is the trauma that Haiti has caused in my students.
Joelle Gamer is director of the Toussaint Louverture Academy in Mattapan. It's the first school in the U.S. to offer dual language learning in Haitian Creole. Gamer says the stress unfolding on the streets of Port-au-Prince is visible on the faces of students and parents at her school. Adding to that stress, she notes, is the uncertainty facing nearly 5,000 Haitians living in Massachusetts with temporary protected status. The Trump administration tried to end TPS for Haitians in 2017, but recently extended it until 2021 while court cases play out.
That manifests in a way of parents are afraid to come to open house because they don't know if immigration is going to be there. They're afraid to drop their kids off. They're afraid what's going to happen when they're getting their kids off at the bus.
In the wake of the 2010 earthquake, more than a million Haitians were displaced. Pierre Noël, himself Haitian-American, is head of the Boston Foundation's Haiti Development Institute, which is working to help rebuild the island. He says many of the displaced struggle with the feeling that they're living in two places.
I may need to help my community in Haiti, but at the same time, I live in Boston, and my kids live in Boston, so I have a direct interest to see a viable community here in Boston, but at the same time, that interest still exists back home.
That's a lot of responsibility. That's a lot of weight.
That is the immigrant life. That is the reality of an immigrant.
But with that reality comes great potential to nurture community here. This weekend, Haitians will mark the anniversary of the 2010 earthquake and, Noel hopes, continue cultivating a shared vision for the nation's future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.